Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Returning to the program, he's the young entrepreneur. Scott D. Gerber is one of the world's leading experts on young entrepreneurship. He's a regular contributor to Inc. magazine, Entrepreneur, Wall Street Journal, Open Forum, Business Insider, Mashable, and many others. And he's the author of the new book, Never Get a Real Job, How to Dump Your Boss, Build a Business, and Not Go Broke. Slated for release on December 7th. We're sitting here in 2010, late November. Joining us on the line from his offices in New York City is Scott D. Gerber. He's the young entrepreneur. Scott, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, David.
Startling statistics. The recession has impacted young workers more than any other demographic. While the overall unemployment rate is in the U.S. was 9.5% in June of this year, 2010, it's now 15.3% for those in this age group, 20 to 24. This is remarkable.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, when you take that in context also of the whole world, right now there are 81 million young people unemployed that are still being told day in and day out, you know, work hard, get good grades, go to school and get a job, or various different cultural variations of that same tried and true, so to speak, mantra, which frankly is nothing more than an antiquated saying now, because other generations just don't know how to guide us through this. And that's why I believe that this level of peer-to-peer education that myself and members of my Young Entrepreneur Council are now trying to push forward is going to be the revolution that changes the way Gen Y becomes the most entrepreneurial generation in history, rather than members of this antiquated handout resume-driven society that no longer applies.
Absolutely. Tell us about this group you've launched, the Young Entrepreneur Council, and an advocacy group comprised of some of the most successful young entrepreneurs themselves. Tell us how you got started with this, the formation of the group, and what your mission is.
Sure. I mean, our mission is basically to help young people overcome underemployment and unemployment by teaching them how to build businesses and how to become self-sufficiency experts capable of being entrepreneurs. And basically what we do is provide several levels of guidance and education. The first is that the council, as you said, is comprised of folks that have anything from major thought leaders in the space all the way through CEOs of major $100 million plus companies, such as Aaron Patzer from Mint.com or Ryan Alice from iContact, and the list goes on and on. And what we've basically created is a dialogue between young and aspiring entrepreneurs and the uber-successful rock stars of Gen Y to help them get that peer-to-peer education. So people can go to nevergetarealjob.com, ask a question about their business, about entrepreneurship in general, and the council of about right now 80-plus of the successful entrepreneurs chime in, answer the questions. We then take those, post the answers on nevergetarealjob.com, as well as on our various media partners, websites such as the Wall Street Journal, Mashable, Entrepreneur, and many others.
Excellent.
So it's really been a great, we got started rather quickly. This all took place in the last 2 to 3 months. It's been growing exponentially by the week, and we have a lot more great educational initiatives that are going to be launching in 2011 to really get the word out about how young entrepreneurs can get out in the world rather than go to that traditional 9-to-5 route.
Well, I love this idea of creating your own rather than seeking employment, as it were. Give us a preview of how other ways that you guys are going to be connecting.
Well, the first thing is we're going to be launching a video series called Ask Gerber. It's going to be launching in January, February of 2011, and it's going to feature myself and various members of the Young Entrepreneur Council having interactive dialogues with folks from the, from the entrepreneurial world, so to speak, as well as giving tips, tricks, and advice to aspiring entrepreneurs. We're also going to be putting something together called the Gen Y Fund, which is a top secret project, so to speak, but it's basically an actual resource that will be able to fund Gen Y businesses on various different levels. So we're really excited about that. So overall, we are really looking to make a tectonic shift and a paradigm shift away from that handout resume-driven nonsense that we've been told since kindergarten, and more towards this self-sufficiency era, which really in this era, as we all know, I think, you need to create a job to keep a job, and that's what we're trying to instill in these kids.
The book is Never Get a Real Job, How to Dump Your Boss, Build a Business, and Not Go Broke. Tell us what's inside the covers.
It's basically about my most colossal failure, my first business that almost bankrupted me, and all the lessons that I learned,
right.
As well as really, really nuts and bolts on the ground from the trenches, tips, tricks, and advice for entrepreneurs. And And what it will actually do, and what I've been told by folks who've read it, is actually take folks like myself who came out of college with absolutely no traditional business education, nor even in my case took an actual mathematics class or anything along those lines, and basically teach them how to become entrepreneurs without resources or third-party financial opportunities. So, you know, basically in teaching through failure, the book is basically set up to show you, to show the reader how my company was something that was based on ego and based on all the wrong things to start at the foundation of a company. Takes you through the failure, all the lessons learned in a fun, anecdotal, direct in your face kind of way, but at the same time make sure I really, like I said, give that education back.
Excellent. Scott D. Gerber, author of Never Get a Real Job, How to Dump Your Boss, Build a Business and Not Go Broke, slated for release December 7th. We're sitting together here in November of 2010. If you're listening in the long tail, the book is out early December of this year. Scott, as always, we wish you the best with this project. We'll keep you posted and certainly be making room for you here media-wise on Small Biz America.
Thank you, David.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.